Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now.
Welcome back to the Singing Medium Podcast. Guess who it is? It's Jen Abra. That's right. It's Abra, not Abra. Not Abracadabra. Not Abra. It's Jen Abra. I think you got it now. So that's great that you got it now, because a lot of people get it wrong, actually. So let's start here with this surprise podcast episode. I think it's episode 37, technically, because you're going to be listening to this. It's released on Wednesday, and I'd have my regular podcast episode coming out this Friday with medium Maria Gonsalves, and that's exciting. So that's all been geared up for 2 years, ready to go on cue. So get ready to listen to that. But today there's a special episode right now. It is going to be all about the School of Psychic and Mediumship study, because I realized, actually, I think that Spirit has been nudging me for a while to do an episode about this, and also about spiritual mentoring, amongst other things, because this is going to be a great way for me to explain Spirit School. Well, okay, here's the, let me correct myself. I haven't had my tea yet this morning, so it's quite early. And okay, so Spirit School, I realized someone else has a school called Spirit School, a school of spiritual development called Spirit School. And I'm like, oh, well, we can't have that. So I decided to change it, make it longer, and the acronyms are actually now SPAM, which is hilarious. The School of Psychic and Mediumship Study. But sometimes I refer to it as Spirit School because that's what it was originally called. Okay, just for references, for context, where you'd understand this properly. I promise I will get on. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is the School of Psychic and Mediumship Study. And some very exciting news before I get into the origins and who is it for and all of this wonderful discussion I'm going to have with myself and with you, unless you listen to this on your drive in your car right now. If you're driving in your car, hello, how are you today? Siri's going to be like, hello, how can I help you when I say this? I would like to share that because it's Wednesday. So yesterday what I did was, okay, I'm having these big shifts. I'm sure you can relate. These big, massive, spiritual, energetic, mini awakenings. And I have decided to, or actually I feel like I'm remembering it's flowing through me like this force of energy that I cannot debate or reverse, is making me feel like I need to become more aligned with the teachings of the spiritual divine energy in the universe. So source, God, whatever you want to call them. And so the other day, after all these other shifts, they're like mini brain bursts, kind of, you know what I mean? And so I was like, okay, I have to change how I do my business. Like, I get it. You know, there's so many people who have a spiritual business. It doesn't have to be different than everyone else. It's more like the energy of which I emit through my business, if that makes sense. And the energy has to be unconditional love, right? It has to be surrender. It has to be, how can I be of service to the people who find me? How can I be of service to the future people who do find me? How can I help the people who have already found me, and have that be the experience that I have, and also that you would experience as well too, in this beautiful, loving energy, this nourishing energy. I guess that's the word I can describe it. The surrendered energy of what is for the highest good. And so Spirit, or my guides, I don't know, higher intelligence said, make it more accessible to everyone. And I was like, oh, what do I make accessible to everyone? Because we get caught up on our ego. And the thing that I realized also is that you cannot, if you have a spiritual business, listen to this. And if you're going to in the future, this is very excellent advice. You can't go at it as, I need to make money. So if you have a job, so right, I was a kindergarten teacher. I worked in the school board, as you know, a million times I talk about this. I left. But then if you're going to start something new, you can't go in with the intention or the idea or the goal of, I have to replace my income. Because it's a spiritual business and money is out of the equation, it's not really out of the equation. You have to learn to re-love money and understand the energy of money, but it can't be the why, even though you're terrified because you just left a job that was regular and normal and consistent and you had regular paychecks and you go, I'm going to do spiritual business now. I'm going to talk to dead people all day. Where's the money? Right? It can't be the why. There is kind of a balance that must be taken on when you do this. So I have a spiritual business, obviously. And one of the many facets or things that I have created is this beautiful school of psychic and mediumship development study. Okay. So sometimes if you have a spiritual business, you're like, oh, okay, where's the money? I'm not making the money. And so sometimes if our goal or the focus is, you know, I have to price, like, you see those spiritual, I quote unquote spiritual TikToks, like I manifested $500,000 a month. And I'm like, you're full of crap. Let me see the bill. Let me see it. Right. And so that can't be the reason in a spiritual business. You can make that much money. I don't, but you could, I'm sure, if your belief was different and you could manifest that technically, if that was something that was valuable to spirit thought that deemed worthy for you, you know, or you believe that to be worthy of yourself. It doesn't work that way. It has to be of unconditional love, and money can't be the goal. So this is a big shift that I had this week. And once I did that, here's a little also backstory is that, remember the hypnosis I sent some of you? So the Anthony Cirino wealth, not hypnosis, it was the manifest anything hypnosis. And I've been doing that for a few months. And in the hypnosis, he says that you're willing to do anything to become the person you know you need to be to have the things that you want. Okay, let me repeat that. He's hypnotizing me to become the person I know I need to be in order to create or have the things that I am wanting, right? So more abundance, more prosperity, more freedom. Freedom is the goal, but money is the means. It's just that's how it is on earth. That's it. But you can't get around that. But you have to learn and understand and heal the relationship with money. And if someone like me who has a past life of took a vow of poverty and has struggled with money her whole life and grew up, you know, looking at this kind of thing, pennies in the air. And I have some things I had to take care of that I've been ignoring. So I'm the kind of person, where's this going? I don't know. I'm the kind of person before who would be never look at her bank account. I'm like, I can't do it. I don't want to look at my bank account. I'm just going to assume there's money in there. I would pay my bills whenever I could, you know, and I'm like, I got to change this. This is not okay. Like putting off taxes, like I got reassessed and now I have to pay all these taxes. I'm like, oh my God, like it's so overwhelming to me. But I have to deal with them was before I would ignore it. I'd be like, oh, I'm not worried about it. It's fine. Everything's fine. But now I have to really like that force of energy is making me having to look at this. And I realize why. I'm like, okay, in order for me to become the person who I know I need to be to have the things I want, I cannot be this person who doesn't look at her bank account, who only worries about money and talks, you know, does things for money and doesn't do the tax crap. And you know what I mean? So I realize I'm like, oh my God, the hypnosis. Cause I was like, I don't think this hypnosis is working. Anthony, I think this is not working. And how long do I have to do this for? So then I realized the other day, I'm like, oh, it is working because it's making me face my fears, which is what hypnosis is all about. And what you have to release is the fear. The biggest thing about this, the reason why you would say no to doing your spiritual development journey now would be you're afraid. That would be the only reason. You have a fear of money. You have a fear of lack. You have lack. You're fearing that. You're feeling not enough money. You're feeling not a good. It's a fear. Everything, the reason why you say no to everything is fear. And so, you know, this hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh my God, I have to change who I am. You literally have to become a whole other person. You have to become the person who is good with money, who changed the whole story. Like you have to rewrite the whole program of this. So, anyways, I didn't know why I was going off this tangent, but I feel like someone needs to hear me say this. So I'm going to read something to you that so I teach a lot of classes, as you know, and some of them are like branches of spirit of the school of psychic mediumship study, because there's right now I have on Mondays, I have teacher training. So I'm training my students to become teachers like myself. And while they were off together working in partners and creating these beautiful courses and teaching me, doing a student teacher lesson for me as if I was the student, which was great, it was beautiful. when I was sitting waiting for them to come back to the main Zoom room in their teacher training class, this is what I got. Listen to this. I'm going to read this twice, okay? So it was like a man's booming voice from above, ethereal voice talking to me. And it said, "A spiritual business highlights your agreed upon lessons on Earth school due to the divine orchestration of the source energy from which it flows." Whoa. Let me read that again. I'm reading this in Neville Goddard's voice. If you ever heard of Neville Goddard, go follow him. Go follow him. He's dead now, but go follow his accounts. So listen, I'm going to say it one more time. Imagine me saying it in an older man's ethereal voice. "A spiritual business highlights your agreed upon lessons on Earth school due to the divine orchestration of the source energy from which it flows," which translates when you agree and you decide to have a spiritual business, or I'm going to say this also applies to a spiritual awakening. So if you have, when you have a spiritual awakening, immediately it will highlight, so that source energy flowing through you, that divine source energy flowing through you, flows through your business. And when you have an awakening as well, it flows through you. So it's going to highlight or like shine a light upon what you agreed to learn your lessons before you came to Earth school, before your soul reincarnated, came back to this life on Earth school. You agreed upon lessons you were going to learn in your soul contract. And when you, as soon as you agree, you activate your karma or whatever that is, you agree, okay, I'm going to do this. As soon as you come on Earth, you go, okay, it's time. Which could be why you're too afraid to say yes to signing up for school, which could be why you're too afraid to take a class, because as soon as you do, this is how the school goes. My school is based upon this energy, what I just said to you. So it's a divine orchestration. So that means the people and the students who are meant to come at a certain time. So this is year four of my school. The people who are supposed to be here come from that divine orchestration. So the orchestra and the divine orchestration is like, okay, it's your turn. And you get this surge of source energy that flows through you. It's kind of like what we call soul nudges or soul pulls or like intuition. I feel like I need to do, or the hell yeses is just another term, spiritual term for hell yeses. That's when you need to do it. But you need to be forewarned is that when you do say yes, as soon as you say yes, that source energy will flow through you stronger, and it's going to be like a flashlight and start to light up all the things that don't serve you. And I mean by your beliefs that think that I'm not good enough. So as soon as you go to click the pay now button, holy crap, right? The flashlight comes out of the closet and you're like, what is that? Oh no, that's too scary. Then you pull back and then you don't hit the actual button. Okay, because fear is the only thing that's stopping you. I'm telling you, fear is the only thing that is stopping you from saying yes to this journey, because you know there's more. You listening in the car right now, you know there is more to your life than what you are currently experiencing or noticing or observing or having. You know this. I'm telling you, you know how I know you know this? Because this happened to me. If you have a 8-year-old right now, boy, and he's playing with Lego and you just cleaned the house and he whips that Lego across the fucking room and you lose your shit, not on him, but you just snap on the inside. I'm telling you, school. You can't do this by yourself. You need people who know what they're talking about. I didn't have that. I mean, I had an ethereal voice talking to me, but it wasn't a physical human person. This voice is like, hey, Jen, go to this store. Go to this metaphysical store. Go buy that crystal. Hey, Jen, go to that tarot reader. Hey, Jen, take Reiki level one. Hey, Jen, go to that group reading and have your grandma come through and tell you you're supposed to be a medium. Well, what? Like, I didn't have that person. I didn't have that human being to direct me. This is me. I'm directing you of where to go. This is it. The only reason why you're saying no is because of some kind of fear in your body. And you know in your soul that this school is going to light up the things that you need to work on. So everyone has a fear of being not good enough. Yes, you, I'm listening to you. I'm talking to you. You have a fear of not being good enough. I have the same thing. Okay, I'm not some guru. I'm not like, oh, I have done all of my shadow work and I am awesome. Well, okay, I'm awesome, but I don't go around being like, oh, I know everything. I literally know if you take one of my classes and someone asks me a question and I have no idea what they're talking about or I don't know the answer, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I can find out for you. Let me see if I can either go within or research that for you, but I don't know everything. I don't claim to know everything. I don't know. I don't believe I'm like God reincarnated. I'm not any of those things. I'm Jen with this divine orchestration of source flowing through me. And this divine orchestration is like, make it more accessible. Okay. So that being said, I'm going to leave it till Friday to make it more accessible to you, person on the couch. And I did make a mistake. I thought it was $12 a month, but it's not. I'm so sorry. It's $29 a month, which is still quite affordable, would you not say? Hopefully that's affordable to you. Otherwise, maybe we need to do some work together, right? Maybe we need to work on your programming. Who knows? I don't know. All right, let's get into it. Okay, so the School of Psychic and Mediumship Study. I still haven't drank some of my tea, so hopefully I'm cohesive and you can comprehend what I'm about to share with you because this is huge. So first I'm going to talk about intention. Intention is one of the most important things that you need to have in your life. So what I mean by that is my idea or my perception of what an intention is, and this is mine, is a strong, desired, energetic outcome. So it's like a feeling in your heart center, a strong, desired outcome of what you would like to see manifest or happen. That's how I believe intention to be. And it's in the energy of surrender, unconditional love, and the highest accord according to source, universe, God, whatever you call them. So your intention is everything because it's energy. It comes from that place of unconditional love. And so, you know, my intention can't be, okay, I want to make $250,000. That's my intention for school. My intention actually is one of my goals. So it's like a goal. And so my goal is I would like to have at least 50 students. I'd like to double it from last year. So last year we have this current year, we're almost finished, is 25 students. Right now I counted people who signed up so far. Once I made it more accessible is 25. So I'm hitting that ceiling, you know, that glass ceiling, that dome over yourself where you set limits upon yourself. And I feel like I would like to double this. That's my goal. That's an intention because what would that why be? So think about what would Jen's why be for having 50 students? It can't be money. I've made it more accessible. It's usually $1,200. I've made it accessible to you for $29 a month. So that can't be my goal. My goal is to help more people understand that they are very spiritually gifted and to utilize those gifts that they came with from God, from in their soul, for many centuries, many lifetimes, to use these gifts in this life. Because when you access these points of psychic and mediumship abilities, this connection to spirit, to the unseen, your life 100% changes. It goes from blah to oh my God. It goes from I hate my life so much, everything bad happens to me, to oh my God, I can manifest anything, Jen. This has happened. Okay. Now I will say the thing with school is some people quit halfway because it's too much or they get afraid. They start to realize their gifts are coming online and they can start comparing themselves because they don't get it right away. This is not something that you get right away. That's why it's a 10 months. You have to take a year to study this. At least a year. I've been studying this for 8 years. Okay. So it takes time. And then what do? You come in, you're excited about school, you get in the class on the Zoom on Monday night at 7 p.m. and you're like, yeah, let's do this. And then all of a sudden you see someone saying something very psychic or doing a very good demonstration of mediumship and they connected someone started crying and they go, oh my God, I suck. I can't do this. I gotta leave. So I would say 10% of the class bails out a couple months in. So you've got to be, that's the thing with school. My intention is you need to be committed. Your intention needs to be, I'm committed to this. I'm going to stick it out no matter how hard it gets. That being said, there are other circumstances why someone would have to leave, but Spirit School does require all of you. It does require you to be all in. It does require you to commit. Now it can get hard. You can get overwhelmed. You're like, oh, Jen gave us another video and another exercise to do. I'm so overwhelmed right now. Okay. But this is the cool part is that those student teachers I was talking about earlier, they are going to be also helping. It's like Gray's Anatomy is a teaching hospital. Sloan Gray Hospital is a teaching hospital. The School of Psychic and Mediumship Study is a student teacher place as well. So this year, new for 2024-25 year, year four, is there are student teachers in there. And they are wonderful. They will help you. You have time to work with them one-on-one in a mentorship setting if you get behind. I have a wonderful student who does that already. They're so helpful and eager to help you become these beautiful psychics and mediums and to really own your gifts and open your gifts and just open your heart. It's just, I got carried away again because I love my school so much. And every year changes. Like, I think the first year it was like every month was a different subject. So we had like astrology teacher in there. We had different teachers, but this is just sticking to psychic and medium. So you can, so here's another thing I'll add. You need the psychic training first. I hate psychic development. I don't want to be a psychic. You need to have that psychic muscle first and then you build upon it with mediumship. That's how it's arranged. That's how it's designed. Okay. It needs to be this way. And that's the way we're doing it. If you want to learn Akashic Records, how to do Akashic Records for yourself and others and find out your past lives, there is one bonus course in there as well, just so you know, in case you're excited about that. I'm excited about that. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so that's the intention. The intention is what's for the highest good and how it works. This is how the school works. It's energy. My school is an energetic space. The Zoom room you come in is an energetic room. It's like a different dimension you come into, okay? If you want to picture it like that. The way it's set up, how Spirit set it up, it's like a good vortex. And I put out the call and I say to the universe, can you please show me who my students are this year? And then the first group comes in, okay? And they're all settled. And then we take a break and then we don't put it out anymore. We don't advertise. We don't go, okay, now it's time for school, until Spirit says it's time again. And this time was the second round where Spirit's like, okay, you have to make it more accessible this time so everyone can join. So we lowered the price, $29 a month. Yahoo. Another, so far 10 have come in. I think almost 10, maybe 8 have come in this round. And there'll probably be one more round of calling in. Source energy calling you in again, probably end of July, because school starts in September. It's a school year. It's like September to June and you have breaks off. You have time to do this. Okay. So that's how it works. Now that's the energetic side of how it works. The human side of how this spirit school works is it is on a platform, an online platform. So it's a learning platform, kind of like if you sign up for an online course and it takes you to this platform, that's where it is. You get a login, you get a password, you get a code word to get in, okay? Admin lets you in once you've paid your tuition in September 7th or whatever the second Monday is. You're allowed access into the school and you can begin your first week. So every week there is a new lesson, okay? The first 5 or 4 months will be about psychic development and there'll be trainings and exercises and really fun games. So every week you go in there, it's usually Tuesday to Sunday. You have to finish this. I usually post it on a Tuesday. Oh, I forgot to do this week. Oh my God, I forgot to post my lesson for this week. This is why I need my students. Okay. And so you go in there, you submit it, you hit the submit button, you hand in your homework. There's not homework every single week, but there are assignments and they're designed for your highest good. So you have to do them. You must do the assignments for your full experience, for your full success, for your full development in this energetic space that you go into, okay? And every other Monday, so bi-weekly, is 7 p.m. on Monday nights, Eastern Standard Time, we have our Zoom class together where you get to meet your new friends. That's the best part, is like the new friends. Guys, there are so many people who have made such great friends in this energetic space, in this Zoom room. It's beautiful. It's really, it's like, you know, past life friends met. They're soul friends. You know, it was like Spirit's like, okay, these people need to meet now. People who had never met before now are like the best of friends and go for lunch together. The cool part about this also too is the people that come in there, some of the students are actually professionals now after 2 years of Spirit School, which is amazing. Okay. Now, just so you know, I don't want you to think that you have to become a professional medium or a there isn't a lesson or chapter on a spiritual business, but that's only if you chose. I mean, you still have to do it because maybe one day you never know. It's just a flowy place. Okay. And so every year it evolves, and I feel like it's evolving again this year. My intention is even brighter and stronger. My light is stronger. I'm emitting that light and say, find me, draw unto me who right now, who, see if you can feel my energy. Close your eyes for a second and see if you can feel my energy around you, giving you a big hug, pulling you in, saying, this is time for you. Stop being afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is going to be the best adventure of your life. You're going to be so grateful and happy and excited that you did this. All you got to do is say yes. Bam, all you hit a brick wall. Oh, what was that? I don't have any money. Oh, I'm too scared. I don't have any gifts or talents. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Okay. So we hit this brick wall. What are we going to do about it? Now you have choices. You have free will. You are a wonderful human being. You get to decide. You know what? Jen, I don't think I'm ready for spirit school, but I want you to dig in. Dig deeper. That's what I say. I want you to dig deeper inside of you and be like, what is the reason why? Tell me your why. Why can't you do this right now? What is it about? What is the excuse or the reason? I'm saying this excuse. What is the reason? Maybe you have trauma and this might upset your trauma because we learn meditation. And I love that reason. Okay. Maybe it's, you know, something with fear. There's always a fear reason. There's only two emotions. There's fear and love. That's it. Which one draws you in? Which one do you want to become closer to? Who do you want to become? Do you want to become closer to your soul? Here you go. I invite you to feel about it. And that's the thing with school too, is that if you're deciding to do it, it's not a thought decision. It's not like I have to pros and cons and logic. People don't understand that because not everyone thinks like I do or operates like I do, but I'm a spirit-led life lover. I'm a spirit-led lover. So I don't make decisions based upon my logic. If I see something, there's like that spirit force energy, that source energy is like, oh my God, I need to do this. And that's how I make my decisions. I'm Italian. That's how I make my decisions. It's like, oh my God, I have to do this. This is a hell yes. My arm here just stood up. Holy crap. And sometimes when you go to pay your tuition, you get resistance because there's some resistance inside of you still. That fear is still emitting outside and the button won't work. It's like saying, I need this. And you're like, oh my God, now it's saying this, Jen. I don't know. Like this, it's just resistance. It's okay. It's okay, guys. It's going to be okay. All right. Let me see here. So who is it for? So we kind of covered that, but I want to cover the human aspect of that. Spirit school is for everyone. It's made that way. So I have like half of my school returning for another year, or actually 3 years. And then there's for new people, right? If you're brand new to this, if you are developed psychic or medium, it's still really good because perhaps you want to become a teacher someday and you want to learn and you want to really nail down your psychic gifts and you want to really get really good at your mediumship and you need to practice. And so you come to the Zoom meetings and then we practice and you go, oh my God, this is amazing. And you see your growth every year. So it's intended for multiple years. There's going to be different things this year. So this year, it's already done there, and we're going to do some new things next year, okay? I'm trying to think. Oh, God, don't think, Jen. Just feel. I'm going to feel. So I would start I highly recommend meditation. You need to have a meditation practice. I keep saying need and must. It's not really what I mean. What I mean is it's important. It's so important to meditate. It's so important of this daily meditation practice. Go download Insight Timer. Because in order to open your heart and to open your spiritual abilities and gifts, your psychic information, to receive psychic information and to perceive mediumship messages, you must learn how to get in the present moment and you must be quiet and you must be open. You must open your heart by sitting down, taking deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. There. No, that doesn't count as a meditation. You on the couch. Still talking to you. You're making dinner. Okay, it's for you who's making dinner as well, too. I love this school so much. My love, my heart and soul is in this school. And why would you choose this school over another school? It would be that pull, that unconditional love pull. Oh, I feel so drawn to this. Maybe you're drawn to both. And maybe you can't decide which school to go to. So ask for a sign. Spirit, can I please have a sign if I'm meant to take the school of psychic mediumship study? Please give me a sign. Trust your sign. There you go. Okay, so I'm going to leave it to be more accessible for everyone until Friday. And then it's going to go back up to the regular tuition. Okay? I love you guys. You guys are the best. My mind is like, did I say everything I want to say? But I feel like spirit is done talking. I feel like that flow of energy has stopped coming through my heart, through my back chakra into my heart. And it's just pouring out for you guys. I hope you can feel that love coming from spirit, coming from myself. And I hope you feel it in the flow of making this decision from your heart, not from your mind. That is my intention. And I'll see you guys next time on the Singing Medium podcast.